Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley. Hugh Beaumont. Tony Dow. And Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Father and son's kite day.
Boy, isn't that neat? 20 prizes, fun for Dad and son.
Yeah, and the local friendly merchant's giving prizes for the best looking kite and the most original.
Yeah, and the mayor's gonna be there with a whole bunch of policemen to make sure all the kids have a good time.
Gotta build a kite with your father, huh?
You know, I used to build lots of junk with my father until he started coming home every night with a headache.
Boy, I bet I win first prize. I kinda in the war, my dad flew a P-38.
Is that a kite?
Yeah, that was an airplane they had in the olden days.
They're so out of date, they don't even make model kits out of them anymore.
Boy, when do you see the kite me and my dad built? He's an electrical engineer.
What does an electrical engineer know about kites?
Look, electricity's the hardest thing to know about. On television, only the smartest looking announcers are allowed to tell you about it.
I might get my father to build me one, if I can get him between headaches.
Is your dad any good on kites, Beaver?
Yeah, my dad's good at building stuff, except he gets mad when I ask dumb questions.
Yeah, my father's the same way, only I never know their dumb questions until after I ask them.
That's a bread, please, Mom. Thank you. Beaver, I'm sure your father will be delighted to build a kite with you.
Will you be delighted, Dad?
Well, I hope this isn't one of those ventures where we start out together and I wind up finishing alone.
Oh, no, Dad. Mr. Fairchild, who's running the contest for the friendly merchant, says, well, they're having it so fathers and sons can get together with do junk.
Yeah, Dad, that's a big deal now. They think that it's sound psychology to make fathers feel like they're participating in the lives of their children.
Well, I take it Mr. Fairchild has no children of his own.
You know, Dad, he's our gym teacher. Only parents have children.
Well, Beaver, just happens that when I was a boy, I was just about the greatest kite maker in Shaker Heights.
Was he, Mom?
Well, by the time I met your father, his high-flying days were over.
Oh, that's one of those grown-up jokes you wouldn't understand, Beaver.
We start tomorrow, Dad? Well, kite day is this Saturday, and some of the guys have almost got theirs half finished already.
Okay, Beaver. I'll stop by the lumber yard tomorrow night and pick up the balsa sticks and the other materials we need. Let's see, paper, glue, and string.
Dad, they've sure got some neat kite kits down at the model store.
Well, I'm sure they have, Wally. Well, I think Beaver and I'll get a lot more fun and satisfaction out of building our own, huh, Beaver?
But I don't want fun and satisfaction. I just want to win a prize. Hi, dear.
Oh, hi.
You're a little late.
Yeah, a little.
Did you bring it, Dad? Did you bring it?
Did I bring what?
Something to make the kite with.
Oh, Beaver, I'm sorry. I got so busy down at the office today, I forgot all about it.
Your father will bring it to you tomorrow night, Beaver.
Gee, I'm really sorry, son. It just slipped my mind.
Oh, that's okay, Dad. I guess it's easier for big people to forget stuff than it is for kids. On account of when they forget stuff, there's nobody around to yell at them.
Couldn't you have gone on your lunch hour?
Dear, I had a cheese sandwich and a cup of coffee sent in for lunch. Do you have any idea of the routine I go through at the office?
Of course I do. I know it by heart.
All right, I'll get it tomorrow. Now, I have no intention of letting Beaver down.
I know you don't, dear. I just wish you hadn't told him you were the greatest kite builder in Shaker Heights.
Mom said that we should get washed up for supper. Dad called and said he'd be home in a couple minutes.
Do you think he's buying my kite stuff, Wally?
Well, I don't know.
Well, gee, he's got to buy it pretty soon. Some of the guys have got their kites half built already. Well,
Some of the guys have even cracked them up.
Oh, you remember it.
5 o'clock came. I left 3 or 4 millionaire clients waiting in the office. And down to the kite store I went.
Oh, you sent your secretary for it.
Well, dear, I only do that for your birthday present. No, sir, this kite was mulled over and hand-picked.
Well, honey, you better take it up to him. Do you know he's been down here 4 times to see if you're home yet?
Yes. All right.
Hey, Wally, how come you're all the time rubbing that stuff in your hair?
Well, so when I get older, my hair won't fall out.
But if your hair didn't fall out, you wouldn't have to waste time combing it.
Yeah, but the guy doesn't have any hair. Just to waste all that time washing his bald head.
Yeah. There's always something, isn't there?
Well, hi, Dad.
You got it, Dad. You got it.
Yeah, I thought we'd get started on tonight.
Hey, did you go by the lumberyard, Dad?
No, to save time, I got one of those kite kits at the model store.
Yeah, the guy down there says they got kits that even a 6-year-old can put together.
Thank you, Ollie. That's very encouraging. Well, come on, fellas. Better hurry it up. Dinner's almost ready.
Dad?
Hmm? Beaver, I thought you were getting too big to kiss your father.
I thought I was too, Dad, but I guess I'm not.
All right, let me get her in. All right. Squeeze a little harder, son.
Hi, Dad.
It's okay, boy.
Tough, huh, Dad?
Yeah, a little. We've got to be patient. We can't take our temper out on inanimate objects.
What's an inanimate object?
Oh, wood, paper, glue, string, like this kite here. Things that can't fight back.
Boy, for something that can't fight back, it's sure giving us a lot of trouble.
Yeah, I guess it is, Beaver. Well, come on, let's try her again, huh?
Why, Beaver! Beaver, it's way past your bedtime.
Gee, Mom, I was just hoping Dad helped me.
Yeah, well, maybe you'd better run along, Beaver. I'll stick with this a little while longer, huh?
Okay. Good night, Dad. Good night, Mom. Good night, Beaver.
We'll get up first thing in the morning and we'll finish this together.
Yes, sir.
I'll be up in a little while, Beaver.
Okay, Mom.
Greatest little kite maker in Shaker Heights having trouble?
Is the Belle of East St. Louis trying to annoy the greatest kite maker in Shaker Heights?
All right, honey. You going to stay down here and finish it alone?
No, it's a temptation, but I'm going to resist it. This is a joint project.
Yeah, Wally. Me and Dad got up at 6 o'clock this morning and finished it together.
Boy, sure is a great-looking kite. Looks like almost an expert built it. Well, I mean, it looks great.
Well, Beaver, we're going to have to find a place to put all those trophies.
Well, you kite builders ready for breakfast?
Isn't it neat, Mom?
Yes, it's real neat, Beaver. What are you going to do with it now?
I want to be sure this glue sets up real good. I think I'll just leave it right here till Saturday morning.
Oh, no, you don't.
Well, not on my dining room table.
Suppose the Wright brothers' mother had taken that attitude.
Sure, Mom. We'd still be riding in trolley cars.
Well, I'd keep it up in my room.
Yeah, well, all right, but be real careful with it. We put a lot of work in this guy. We wouldn't want anything to happen to it, would we?
We sure wouldn't, Dad.
Beaver, take it up after breakfast, will you? Come on now.
Okay, Mom.
You proud of yourself?
Oh, well, I'm proud of Beaver, too. Building this kite was good for both of us.
You know, you're a very fine father.
Oh, I've been telling you that for years.
Boy, Beaver, this is the neatest kite I've ever seen.
Yeah. Me and my father built it together.
I bet you really show off Richard's pop, even if he did fly P-38s. Hey, Beav, how high does it fly?
I don't know.
You mean you haven't given her a test run yet?
Uh-uh. I think the glue is supposed to be setting up or something.
Kite day is tomorrow. You better make sure it flies. You know, they're not giving away prizes for the kite that's glued together the best. Hey, Bee, why don't we take it out and fly it now? There's a neat breeze.
Nah, I don't think my dad would want me to.
Well, let's go ask him.
I can't. We go shopping with my mom every Friday so I can carry home the heavy junk.
Well, let's take it out and fly it now, and you can tell him about it when he gets home. Come on, we can have a lot of fun.
Nah, I don't think my dad wants me having fun while he's not here. I think he only wants me having fun while he is here.
So look, is it your kite or is it his kite?
Well, it's my kite.
Well, any neat father would want his kid to have fun with his own kite.
Well, my father's a neat father.
Okay, then, what are we waiting for? Boy, it's lucky you have a neat father.
How come?
Because any other kind of father would slaughter you.
What are the plans?
This is a big day.
Oh, kite day doesn't start until 3 o'clock this afternoon. I told Fred Rutherford I'd meet him at the club. I thought I could get in 9 holes and still get back to pick up Beaver by noon.
You know, Beaver was awfully quiet at breakfast. Hardly mentioned the kite at all.
He's probably thinking about all those prizes we're going to win.
How's it going, dear?
With Fred?
Well, what? Why do you play with him every Saturday?
Well, because if I don't, he sulks all week at the office. Beaver! Beaver!
Yes, sir?
I'll be back around noon, son. There'll be a good breeze then. We can try out the kite.
Yes, sir.
Why, Beaver, this is a mess.
Yeah, but I figured maybe we could fix it so it wasn't such a mess of a mess.
Boy, Wally, now you went and did it.
Now I went and did it. This is like putting a hunk of sawdust back together.
Do you think Dad'll notice it?
Well, sure he's gonna notice it. He's gonna clobber you, too. He was planning on getting a bigger kick out of kite day than you were. You should have told him, Beaver.
Yeah, I know I should have. Well, but I figured something might happen before he came home.
What do you mean, something might happen?
Well, you know, there might be, well, maybe a flood or an earthquake, and they'd have to call kite day off.
You mean, you'd rather take a chance on getting wrecked in an earthquake than having Dad get mad at you?
Sure. I know what it's like when Dad gets mad. But I don't know what it's like getting wrecked in an earthquake.
Let's face it, Beaver. The only way that kite day could be called off is if it rains.
Hey, it might rain. Look, there's a cloud!
Not a cloud, stupid. It's a contrail.
Boy, everything's against me. Even the sky.
Hey, Mom, when will Dad be home?
Oh, in a couple of hours. Are y'all excited about kite day?
Yeah, Mom, I'm all excited about kite day.
Hey, Mom, is there any way to make it rain?
Well, sometimes people go up in airplanes and they drop dry ice on the clouds. That'll make it rain.
Yeah. I figured it'd take at least an airplane to make it rain.
Sometimes when the farmers need rain real badly, people pray for rain.
Is there any other way to make it rain, Mom?
Well, once when I was in New Mexico with Aunt Martha, we saw some Indians do a rain dance.
Well, did it work, Mom?
Well, as a matter of fact, it seemed to. The next day they had a cloudburst. Now Martha and I had to stay over because of the flood.
Well, do you think Mrs. Thompson down at dancing school would know the Indian rain dance?
Oh, honey, I'm afraid that's a little bit out of her line.
Yeah. The only thing that happens after her dance is you get all sweaty.
Beaver, are you studying about rain in school?
No, Mom.
Then why all the questions?
Oh, well, I was just asking the questions in case we study about rain next year. Hey, Wally, are there any Indians in Mayfield?
Why, do you want one of them to scalp you before Dad gets home?
Cut it out, huh, Wally? Well, I really mean it.
Gee, Beef, there haven't been any Indians around here in a couple hundred years. I think they all got out when they started paving the streets or something.
There's got to be at least one Indian in the whole Mayfield.
Well, maybe you could call Mr. Henderson an Indian.
There's an Indian named Mr. Henderson?
Well, he's a judge. He's got this daughter who's always claiming to be part Indian.
You think he really is?
I don't know. There must be something to it, because once in assembly, they let her sing the Indian love call.
Well, I'll see you, Wally.
Are you Mr. Henderson?
Oh, yes. I suppose you're collecting for the afternoon paper. Wait just a minute.
Oh, no, sir. Well, I'd like to ask you something, if I'm not being too personal.
Well, fire away, boy.
Well, I was just wondering, well, is it true what people say about you?
Well, people say a lot of things about me. Just what you have in mind.
Well, is it true you're an Indian?
Yes, I had some Indian blood, and some Scotch, and some French, and some Scandinavian.
Well, do you think you have enough Indian blood in you to do the Indian rain dance?
I'm afraid my dancing days are over.
Well, could you show me how to do the Indian rain dance?
Well, I'm afraid you're barking up the wrong Indian, young man. You see, my great-grandfather, he was the only Indian on our family tree. He made his money in Oklahoma oil. So he didn't care whether it rained or not. In fact, I imagine he preferred that it didn't.
Well, thanks anyways, mister.
June! Oh, June, I'm home.
Lunch is almost ready.
Oh, fine.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a nice game?
Fred was miserable.
That's nice.
Is Beaver about ready to go?
Well, I guess so. He's up in his room with Wally. They've been awfully quiet.
Yeah, Beaver? Beaver? All of us old pros get a little nervous just before the big events, you know. Hey, Beav, go on back upstairs and get your kite. Bring it down. We'll give her a test run.
Yes, sir.
Well, go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Beaver doesn't look well. Is he sick, Wally?
Well, not yet, Mom.
What?
Oh, nothing.
Son, what's the matter with you?
Nothing.
Well, then, will you please go back upstairs and come back with your kite?
I can go back upstairs. But I can't come back with my kite.
Something happened to it?
Yes, sir. It's busted.
Dad, he and Gilbert tried to fly it, and they cracked it up.
Oh, Beaver, how could you? When you and your father worked so hard on it.
Beaver, I think that was a very selfish thing to do. I did work hard on that kite, and I gave up my entire afternoon to be with you.
Yes, sir, Dad. I'm sorry I wrecked Kite Day for you.
Well, son, it's not a matter of spoiling Kite Day. That kite was a... Well, it was a kind of symbol of you and me doing things together, having fun together. Did you ever think of that?
Yes, sir. I thought of it real hard when the kite was laying there in the street.
Well, maybe it can be fixed. Where is it?
It's upstairs, Mom, but just a big hunk of nothing.
Well, I think you should go anyway. Go on, join in the fun.
Gee, Mom, we couldn't do that.
Well, now, Beaver, it's not going to do any good. Start crying and feeling sorry for yourself.
I'm not crying for myself, Dad. I'm crying for you.
You're crying for me?
Yes, sir. I don't mind going to kite day without a kite and looking like a creep. But I don't want to go to kite day without a kite. Well, and have the guys think you're a mean dad for not billing me a kite for kite day.
I see.
Yeah. I want them to think you're the greatest kite builder in the whole world.
Well, I guess I understand, Beaver. Tell you what, let's you and I go out and buy a kite. Now, it won't be the greatest, but at least we'll be a part of kite day, huh? Come on.
Gee, Dad, that'd be neat.
What about lunch?
Oh, keep it warm. Us two kite builders have got work to do.
You know, Mom, I think I know how the beaver feels.
You do, Wally?
Yeah. Yeah, when you're a kid the beaver's age, you want all the guys to think that your father's just about the greatest.
Did you?
Well, sure. Yeah, I remember telling all the guys that once my dad held the world record for the half mile.
You made up things like that about your father?
Well, sure. Yeah, I would have told him he was the world's heavyweight champ. Except Dad was a lot skinnier in those days. You know, Beef, that's not bad, third place intermediate class.
Yeah, our kite only cost a dollar. They had it worked out, so no matter how crummy looking your kite was, it got a prize.
Hey, Beef, Richard's dad was a pilot. Did his kite come in first place?
Nah, it was too heavy. So when the wind died down, they couldn't get it off the ground.
Boy, that must have been something to see.
Yeah. You know, after you've been in trouble, it makes you feel good seeing somebody else in trouble. Hey, Wally, how come you're rubbing that stuff in your hair?
Why, I sort of got a date.
I know. You want to smell good for a girl.
What, Beef? Don't you ever want to smell good?
Sure, but not for a girl. Keep from getting yelled at.